Companies in Silicon Valley bring in all sorts of celebrities and theatrical acts to entertain their employees at lunchtime. That gave the people at Opera San Jose an idea. Rachel Miro of member station KQED has the story.
The lobby of a Silicon Valley tech company is not where you expect to hear this. That's soprano Catherine Gunning at Adobe headquarters in San Jose, belting out the aria Il Bel Sogno by Puccini. This was the first performance of arias in the office, a new pop-up series from Opera San Jose designed to sell tickets to full concerts, yes, but also to introduce people to the very concept of opera.
Well, that's the idea, is to bring what we do and the level at which we do it to people who've heard it and are fans or people who've never heard it.
Aaron Nicholson, Director of Marketing and Development for Opera San Jose, explained the basics to the audience.
In opera, we shout brava or bravo. Can I hear everybody say brava?
Brava!
All right, well, we'll work on it.
The free performance had the intended effect on Judge Wing Liu, a software quality engineer for Adobe, who's lived in nearby Sunnyvale for 25 years, but had no clue Opera San Jose existed.
Not a fan, but I really like it. So if I see they will have a performance, maybe I will purchase the ticket.
I don't want to imply all techies are opera-phobic. For one thing, there were plenty of people in the audience, about 60 self-selecting attendees in the lobby, and more curious passersby. And there were people like Zori Sanchez of Adobe's finance department.
Single ticket holder, I go with friends periodically.
Do you go with friends who are already enthusiastic about opera, or do you drag newbies?
No, I tend to go with people who kind of love it.
In recent years, a growing number of opera artists have been cultivating new fans, not only in Silicon Valley, with pop-up concerts in parks, pubs, and other non-traditional venues. Soprano Indre Viscontes is with the San Francisco chapter of Opera on Tap, a national nonprofit focused on this very thing.
We can't just expect that if we put together a great season, people will come. We need to go to where they are and show them how awesome our art is, and then, you know, they'll come to some of the bigger productions.
It's too soon to say whether Opera San Jose will seduce huge numbers of young people, but I'll tell you, I'm no opera fan, and I got goosebumps listening to baritone Trevor Neal sing 82 by Verdi. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Jose.